Now, businesses tend to shroud themselves in secrecy, which sort of makes sense. Not everyone wants to put all their private information out there for everyone inside and outside the company to see. But entrepreneur and investor Rowan Simpson reckons that this reticence can be counterproductive. So he's created a new tool to help fix it. It's called One Metric, and Rowan's with us now to explain more. Hey there.
Hey, Jesse.
Now, why did you decide to invent something, Rowan? What was the problem you were trying to solve?
Well, I guess I have been lucky enough to invest in and work on some of the most successful tech companies, at least in New Zealand, Trade Me and Xero and Vend and others. And I saw common patterns between them. I saw that all of those use data and numbers to really track their progress and make good decisions. So I was really keen to try and create tools that that every company could use to do what I've seen the best companies do.
And there's this word metric. What is a metric?
Well, a metric's just kind of a fancy word for a number, really, a number about the business or the team or the organization that you're working with.
So what sorts of things might be in the metrics?
Oh, they could be different. It really depends on the team or the organization you're talking about. So the companies that I'm working with more and more these days are tech companies that sell subscriptions. So they have their own sort of set of jargon and metrics that they tend to track, the number of subscribers that they have, the average revenue that they make per subscriber, the amount that they spend to acquire new subscribers, those sorts of things. But different companies will have different numbers that are important to them. So it's kind of working out for yourself what's the most important number for you.
And what does your new idea do?
Well, one metric
is it an app? I was about to call it an
app.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it is. It's a web tool. So it's a simple tool that we've created that you can use to quickly build a dashboard with those numbers that are important about your team, and more importantly, to share them with people who can help you, you know, look at them and understand them and improve them.
What's new about it then?
Well, what I've discovered in working with these companies is that actually people are far more nervous about sharing their numbers than you would think, and that they should be. So, I mean, I mentioned some of the successful companies that I've worked with. I've also invested and worked on a number of companies that have failed over the years, and there's a really common pattern for them as well, which is that they all go silent before they fail. They stop sharing. Their numbers typically aren't great, they're not going well, and then they get embarrassed, they stop sharing their progress. The people who could help them never really get to see the state and make corrections until it's too late.
So your idea is to make it easier to share?
Yeah, I mean, I spent a bit of time looking at this, trying to work out why it was so hard. And I mean, there's lots of layers to it, but it's hard even just to get your numbers all in one place. Like these days when you're working on a business, you know, the numbers that matter to your business are spread all over the place. So just getting everything in one place is good. And then there's another layer beyond that, which is sort of knowing what to do with that data once you've got it. Like most people are terrified of a blank spreadsheet. And so creating a tool that's a bit more user-friendly than that. And then the third layer, I guess, is you know, actually making it easy to share. So even those people who do get all their numbers in one place and work out how to do the analysis of those numbers, they don't really want to share a nasty spreadsheet with everybody. And so the tool we've designed, I guess, sort of cuts through all three of those layers, tries to make it really quick for you to build a dashboard and then just send a link to people who can look at it and help you interpret them.
You're thinking mostly people outside of the business.
Well, again, it depends. Like when you're talking about really small teams, you know, there might only be a handful of you, and just sharing the numbers amongst yourself is a really good first step. But then, yeah, like as companies grow, as they get directors or advisors or investors or whatever, keeping those people who are kind of one step removed from the business in the loop is really, really important, because those people have the context that they can use to kind of interpret the numbers and help you work out what you should be aiming for.
You learned something in your dealings with Xero, right, about when they tried to get on board with banks?
Yeah, I've seen heaps of examples of where numbers have really really informed decisions. And one good one is Xero Bank Feeds. So for those people who don't know, Xero is an accounting platform, so an accounting tool. And one of the features that we built in the early days, which was really revolutionary, was just the ability to automatically import your bank feeds. And so, you know, the public story that we had for that was how amazing it was, this new feature that, you know, really improved how you could work with your accounting system. And that was cool. We were telling that story. But then we ran some numbers and discovered, I think it was something like 17 or 18% of customers had enabled that feature. So we're actually taking advantage of it. And so, you know, better understanding that number, this is in the very early days, better understanding that number really focused the team's attention on what we could do to improve that number. You know, how could we make it more obvious how to set up that feature and get more people using it?
So your business then that you've just launched this week, is it the sort of business that could go global?
Yeah, I mean, we've already signed up some people from other countries.
So right.
That's one of the beauty of technology platforms is, you know, as soon as you put it up on the internet, then people anywhere can discover it and sign up and start using it. So that's awesome.
And it's called OneMetric. Where do people look for it?
They find it at onemetric.io is the URL, and they can follow the links from there.
Nice one. Good on you, Rowan. Well done, and thanks for explaining it to us today.
Thanks, Jesse. Cheers.